Living Archives.
Geraldine Murphy grew up and lives in Raheny. Geraldine tells us of when her parents first moved from Dunnycarney to Raheny.
My grandfather didn't want him to move out because that was my dad's father, because he said they'd be living on bread and an onion, because he had to pay three pound shillings and pence at the time, and they would have to pay £3. I think £3.50 was the rent at the time, or as nowadays known as a mortgage. And but they survived, and they managed to rear the four of us.
Geraldine tells us of playing in St Anne's Park.
The woods was our back garden, and my mad send us out and tell us not to be annoying anybody, you know, tormenting our neighbours, or tormenting, you know, where we played in the back garden. We played hide and seek down the park when we were kids. There was a group of us. We'd all get together and we'd be playing hide and go seek. I always remember cowboys and Indians. And, you know, you don't see kids playing things like that nowadays. You don't see kids playing out on the street, playing relievio and skipping and beds. And you got sent to the shops from the time you were small, and you wheeled your sister up, or you caught her by the hand and walked her up to the shops and back again. I'm the eldest, and there's three younger than me, and I always had to bring my little sister up.
Geraldine told us what they did with her parents growing up.
When your dad was off, you got brought out, you know, at weekends, you know, when we were kids. You either got brought out to Holt or down the park. And of course, you end up in the pub in the Dolly Mountain when you went down the park. The park was very thick, and you could easily get lost in it. And I can remember when we were coming back, and the pubs didn't shut till late. Well, it was they shut at 10 o'clock on a Sunday, but it was late for us to be brought through the park, and my dad insisted on going through the park because it was such a shortcut, and we got lost. We eventually found our way, but we used to think that was a great adventure. Where nowadays, if you went through the park, the police, you'd be put out of the park, you know, you wouldn't be let through the parks.
Geraldine tells us about her trips to Dollymount.
So then we discovered that Dollymount, you could go down to Dollymount, and we get brought down to Dollymount in the summer holidays, because we're mad. You'd be fighting with the kids on the road, or you'd be fighting, or the mothers would be giving out. If your parents weren't able to go down to you for different reasons, there was always a few older kids that'd gather the groupies. And we'd all walk down. We had to walk down by the wooden bridge. And it was a long way down to Dollymount. And we did it. We thought that was thrill. We were thrilled to do it. We just walk. Nowadays, they go to Causeway and they get driven down. I used to go down to my grandmother's, bring my little sister or my friend. We'd be let go down to my grandmother's for a little while. Then she might walk us back. Mostly we walked back through the park again. We always spent our livelihood in the park. When you'd be coming home from school with your school bag, you're just trying to drop your bag, because your mother would be waiting for you to go up to the shops or something. And you'd be trying to just drop your bag and run out before she'd catch you or make you change your uniform. That's mostly when I was a child, you know, when I got older. And I was working. You went to the pictures, joined the queue in O'Connell Street. A big, huge, long queue, and you'd be lucky to get into the pictures. And we'd be very disappointed if you didn't get in. We were only, when I started working, I hate to tell you what I only earned when I started working. And it was very small money. And I was pound shillings a pence for a while, then decimalisation came in. And we went dancing, mostly, out to the country club in Portmarnock. We'd be following a band out there. Then we'd go to the Olympia up in Prussia Street. We went to the television club, Cara Ballroom. Any most dance halls, we knew somebody, and we knew some of the fellas that were playing in the band. We'd go follow them. But that's what we did for entertainment mostly. If you're let stay out late, you weren't always let stay out late. You know, 2 o'clock, I'd have to be coming home. The queue for the taxis and it was miles long. It'd be about 2 hours for standing outside the Corinthian picture house waiting for a taxi. You'd see an awful lot of people used to walk back home, and you see them coming along. There'd be crowds all walking along the North Strand and up the Howth Road. But that didn't happen now very often because I had to be in at a certain time and my dad'd be waiting with the stick and I'd get a belt of it when I was passing. All that's gone now. You know, the real enjoyment of walking up the road and getting to know him. I often meet my friend on a Sunday. And we go off on the bikes. The furthest I've ever cycled to was Portrane and Donabase. And we were really wrecked on the way back. And we were coming up the Malahide Road. There's a spot of a bit of grass. And we dumped our bikes and we lay down on the grass. We were wrecked.
Geraldine told us some stories about her mother when she moved to Dunnycarney in the 1930s.
Before there was ever a St. Anne's, forever the houses were built, my ma cycled around. You were never allowed into St. Anne's. She cycled around here with me da. And that's where she... that's when she was going with me da. That's where my aunt and my grandfather, and they all came out. And that's where they spent their time. And they went into the... I think the Dolly Mount Inn was around then at that time, and they go into the Dolly Mount Inn. When my ma was working, she went to work. She cycled all from Dunnycarney all along the Malahide Road up to Ann Street. She worked in Ann Street. My dad cycled all the way over to Guinness. He worked in Guinness's. And he cycled. He went everywhere on his bike.
Geraldine shared her mother's stories from the 1930s.
When you moved out there at that time in the 30s, Collins Avenue was really, the rest was all kind of real countries. And she told me loads of stories about when she moved out first. Her brothers got into the school down in Marina. But there was no school. The girls' school was full up. So she had to go down to the little school down in Clontarf. That was on Vernon Avenue. She used to have to walk up. There was no such thing as buses. Well, there was a bus going up, but they didn't. They walked. And she used to tell me all the stories about all the little people, not the people, that used to live in what we call the red cottages on the Malahide Road, and how they'd meet in the freezing cold waiting on the corner for people. And they all walked down to school. DB something was one, and... Then she was with Maureen Haughey. Maureen Haughey used to walk. And Charles Haughey, who was a Taoiseach, who became a Taoiseach years later. But at that time, he was only a boy in hobnailed boots. And they'd be teasing him. Maureen and well, Mad Shoes was her name. And what did they call her? They called her Mar. Her name was Margaret, but they called her Madge. And they'd be slagging Charlie going to school. She met an awful lot of other people too. But they used to go to school all together, all down along the Malahide Road. There was a quarry at the back of her, the back of Collins Avenue, just there, there's a garage there now, where Stafford's funeral home is now. And they used to play rolling down the hill with the quarry, and you were warned not to really go near the quarry, but of course they disobeyed and they always went near the quarry. And across the road was Mick Lenehan's field, where there was a big orchard there, and used to have a swing on his trees, and if he caught them, he used to give out hell to them. And across the road was Josie Boland's shop, and if you went into Josie Boland's shop, you'd never come out. It'd be 4 hours later he'd be coming out. So my grandmother used to give out hell. She used to tell me about parties that they used to have for at night time. They used to go, there was a piano on in a house on Collins Avenue. I just can't think of the name of the house. And they used to wheel the piano and into all the different houses. The piano used to get wheeled into all the different houses. And they'd have a great sing song. That's what they mostly did for entertainment. They walk as far as Puckstown Lane and then they come back. In those days, the older kids had to look after younger kids, and they'd be brought out for walks. Dolly Mount and the park were our back garden. Desi was a baby in my mother's pram, and they'd be wheeling them up the Kilmore Road, and there was a field up the top of the Kilmore Road where you could go in and pick daisies, and they pick daisies and bring them home, a bunch of flowers to them. It's so different. You wouldn't do it so much nowadays. I see kids now in St. Anne's Park and they'd be picking the daffodils, but in my mother's time, it was daisies you brought home.
Geraldine told us more about St. Anne's Park when she was growing up.
We did play in the park, though. I suppose there was trouble within the park, only we were kids, we didn't pay. It was our back garden and we didn't pay much attention. We played Relievio, we played, God, everything we played down there. My brothers were on a boat and it got to my grandfather's ears. And when we went up on a visit one Sunday morning, and he gave out hell to me mother, because he heard his two grandsons were out on a raft, where my brother was a dealer for building boats. He could put anything together. And he loved working with his hands. I could still see him on the raft and a dog with him, because we had Bruno at the time. And they're out on the raft and somebody told, and it got back to my grandfather's ears. I got back to my mother's ears first, and he giving out hell. Match, what are you doing with those kids? Letting them out, 10 years of age, and they're out in the pond. We played, we swam. We didn't have the technology. We didn't have where we have the technology now, and we don't. Well, we do have freedom, of course. We have freedom, but not to the extent, that we had when I was a kid.
This program was made with the support of Kultur. For more information on this series, please visit nearfm.ie/living-archives. Living Archives is a growing collection. If you have a story you'd like to share with us, please contact us at documentary@near.ie.